You're listening to Leadress Live, uncut, uncensored. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Leadress Live, uncut, uncensored. This episode is a special episode. Originally, when I started the whole idea of putting together podcasts, the idea was to share some experience on my personal experience, some guest experience, and have some fun with it. But more importantly, share that experience and hopefully motivate or inspire people out there that are thinking about going into a certain field or thinking about their current situation, their life situation, or their business situation, and just try to get ideas and motivation from my guests, from myself, and just open your mind that things aren't all that bad, and never, ever give up. You'll hear me a lot say that quote, never, ever give up, because as long as I can remember, that's what I kept hearing from my parents. And talking about parents, this episode, I wanted to put something together because I lost my dad not too long ago, about a year ago. And more recently, I've been talking with some colleagues, some friends all over the world where they've lost a loved one, a parent, in some cases, both parents, and are having a very hard time during this time of grieving and moving forward in their lives. Similar to my challenges when I lost my mom 11 years ago and my dad a year ago. So this one goes out to everybody that has lost a parent or at some point. The sad part about it is at some point we are all going to get to that stage in life. So when we start at a very young age and we're fortunate to have both our parents nurture us, we really forget that these parents of ours are human beings just like us and everybody else. And as human beings, there are no perfect people. In our eyes, for many of us, our parents were perfect at the younger age. But maybe for others, as we got into the rebellious teenage years, our parents were a pain in the butt. But any way you look at it, as you get older, as you progress in life, and you reflect back in those ages, the younger ages, the teenage years, you really see a pattern coming together. And what is that pattern? It's basically our parents trying to do and guide us the best way that they knew for a better tomorrow for us and for our kids, for the people that are fortunate enough to have children. So, you know, it's never too late as long as your parents are alive. And you need to have those conversations with them while they're alive and acknowledge the sacrifices, the challenges they had to go through, whether it was financial or whatever challenges they had to deal with to raise their family. And the minute you realize that, unfortunately for a lot of us, that moment comes when a parent or both parents have passed and you've never had that opportunity to tell them. For me personally, I'll share this personal moment with you. When my mom was ill and 2 days before she passed, it was the three of us, my mom, my dad, myself. And she told us to come close. And one thing she wanted us to do is for myself and my dad to stop arguing. And I kind of laughed, and my dad laughed, and we both told her, we don't argue. Reality was, we never per se argued, but we had a lot of disagreements growing up, especially during my teenage years. And in that moment, so many years later, she passed 2 days after that. Her message to us was, we are here for a short time. No need for arguments or disagreements or whatever you want to call them. And reality is, as growing up and thinking back during that day, I never remember seeing my parents kiss or hearing them say to each other that I love you. But that evening, when my dad and I left, my dad said to my mom, I love you. And it was actually the first time I heard, and she said to him as well, I love you too. And they kind of giggled. But it was the first time that I heard them say those words. It doesn't mean all those other years they didn't love each other. They maybe didn't show it in the public eye. So one thing to remember is, you know, how you perceive your parents or how you see your parents on a daily basis is not necessarily what is going on behind the scenes. I grew up in the 70s and 80s, so times were different. Today, parents are a lot open, more, I hate to use the word transparency, but they are. And it's a good thing. Because I think it's a good thing because it shows the children in a more open way the challenges that the parents are going through. So, you know, talking to some of my friends recently, you know, having a hard time, very emotional. They break down and cry. They keep thinking, I wish I could have done this. I wish I had time to do this. So, the message out to all you folks that have your parents still with you, don't wait for that other moment to come where they're no longer with you. Tell your parents today, tomorrow, while they're alive, what you think of them. And be open about it. You know, family, you hear big corporations talking about commitment, work commitment, the balance of life. I'll give you my 2 cents on that. I don't care for what corporation you work. I don't care what your role is, what your position is. The most important thing in life, I repeat, the most important thing in your life is you and your immediate family. That's it. That's all. You may think the corporation is your family. And the bigger the corporation is, I'll tell you what, the harder you'll fall. So when you know what's priority and what's important, everything else is secondary. Everything else comes and goes. Remember, you're brought into this world. The voice, even before you come into this world, the voices that you hear are your parents. So just reflect on that. Reflect where you are today, where you've been, where you want to go, and the importance of communication, communicating with your parents. You know, a lot of people say we turn out to be our parents, and they make that in a funny comment, or reality is we are our parents, whether you acknowledge it or not, we are our parents. They are inside of us every day, okay? And that will never go away. So even though when they pass, it's a very hard time for grieving, thinking back, it's very emotional. But as time goes, it becomes less and less. It doesn't ever go away. The reason it doesn't ever go away is because our parents are within us. And the minute you start to acknowledge that, you will see that there will be sometimes during the day or sometime in your life where you have this awkward feeling or unexplainable feeling about a situation that reminded you of your parents, or you thought you heard your parents' voice, or your memory took you back to a specific time in the past. The reason being, once again, is because our parents live within us. I'm not here to preach. I'm not a minister or a priest. But I'm not here to preach what you believe or what you don't believe. But for me personally, spiritually, that is my vision, my view, my belief on your parents' spirit will always be with you. They will always, no matter how long they've passed. It's something that medicine can't explain, or the PhDs can't explain, but it's there. And just wanted to share that thought with everyone. And please feel free to drop me a line from my episode 2. I had a lot of feedback, which I thanked every single person who sent out an email to me, and I really, really appreciate it. You know, I'm not doing this making any income or anything like that. Basically, I felt the last 5 years that I wanted to contribute something. Whatever it is, whatever little it is, as long as it kind of touches some people or have them reevaluate what's going on in their lives, and more importantly, to make them feel that, hey, it's okay. You're not the only one going through that. There are other people that are going it or have gone through it. And there are people that have experienced, whether it's the pain, the joy, whatever it is in that moment in your life, you're never, ever alone. That's very important. And the more we utilize social media and the means to communicate to people all over the world, the better the world becomes. You know, we've isolated ourselves. Whether we watch video games, play video games, on the internet, day in, day out. Less interaction, I'm told, with other human beings. Well, my whole life I've been in sales. I've had face-to-face sales. I've had phone call sales. I've had endless and endless of emails. And you really have to adapt to the technology to communicate. And the better you're able to adapt and use the technology to get your message across, the better it'll be for everybody in the long run. But remember, social media is a double sword. There are people that use it for a positive way, and there's a lot of people that use it in a negative way. It doesn't mean it's not good. But you need to be aware it's a double sword. Just like a lot of things in life are a double sword. So never, ever take anything at face value. Always keep an open mind. And as time goes, you will be the judge of whether that individual or corporation is doing it for a good cause or just doing it to reach their hand into your pocket and just grab coins from your pocket, just like so many other organizations are constantly in your pocket. And don't ever forget that. So, you know, just to summarize and close up on this episode, you know, losing the loved one is a very hard thing to do and go through. But eventually, everybody will have to go through it. There are no lessons in there. We're never taught at a young age how to deal with it. No one has. It's something that you have to deal with like everybody else. My advice to you on that scenario is think about your loved one at good times. Think about the great times you spent with that individual. Cherish those moments. So when you are at the hardest time of emotions, think back, close your eyes, and go back to that place. And I believe, just like in my case, you'll see the different aspect of it. And like I said, it doesn't matter if it's a week ago, 6 months ago, 12 years ago, 20 years ago. Going back to that cherished moment will always, always turn your mindset around. Your mind is a powerful tool, but it's also your mind that can work positive for you and at the same time negative. You remember, everything has a double sword, but the minute you are able to control what side of the sword you're dealing with, that's the time you have a grip on your life, on the events of your life, and you control them, and you forge ahead. You'll have some wins, you'll have some losses. The important thing is you learn from your losses, and you continue your journey onward, forward. We can't rewind and go back. We can go back to think about the past, but we can't go back to correct the past. But what we could do is, because a lot of times history repeats itself, so the minute we know what we can correct, if we had the chance to go back at some point in your life moving forward, you'll be able to correct it. As crazy as it sounds, it's true. And think back at some point in your life and tell me if you haven't had a situation where history repeated itself. Maybe not to the 100% the same situation as far as the individuals involved or the situation, but similar events that had the same starting point, midpoint, and ending come up two or three times in your life. You need to reflect. This is how you grow. This is how you exercise your mind and you become stronger. Just like when you go to the gym and work out, you're making your body stronger. Your mind is not getting stronger. How do you get your mind stronger? Is you think about life events in the past, and how do you correct them in the future? Always a game plan. Now, I don't want to make it too complicated for a lot of people, but I will end it here. I wanted to share with everyone that I'm really excited with the feedback I've been getting from the podcasts, episodes 1 and 2. And I'm working hard on getting some special guests real soon to talk a bit about their lives, their careers, the paths they took, and hopefully we can motivate and create some dialogue with the next generation of the next generation of humans. Because where we are today and where we're going to be 20 years from now is, I can guarantee you, because of the The industry I work for the past 30 years is electronics. And if you tell me, my first day on the job 30 years ago, what technologies were out there and what technologies I'm seeing today for designs that are going into the future is mind-boggling. And what will be 20 years from now, looking forward to another 10 years, God bless everybody. Progression, technology. Remember, just like everything else, technology can be good, technology can be bad. You have to decide. So, God bless. Have yourselves a wonderful day. And reflect. And feel free to follow me on Instagram, Ligris Live Uncut Uncensored, and Twitter, Ligris Live Uncut. Follow me. You'll get all my updates, all my new releases, and you'll be informed of all new episodes coming real soon. So I'll summarize it by always saying, rock and roll, folks. Rock and roll. Have a good one.